Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for College Students by Emma Danzi. John 1 verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Whether you have children in college, grandchildren, friends, or just care about the next generation, it is so important that we pray for them in this time of year. The start of a school year can really create a trajectory of an entire year. What clubs, ministries, and organizations that a student chooses to put them around certain people and environments, this can either help them in their faith or pull them down. We are reminded in John 1 that Jesus is the light, and he has overcome the darkness. When believers live out daily life with Christ, they have opportunities to shine his light in dark places. College is definitely a place filled with darkness. From anti-Christian professors, to party scenes, to identity crises, anxiety, depression, and independence gone wild, college is a make-or-break time in the life of many young people. This is a time when alcoholism develops, drug addictions take root, sexually transmitted diseases occur, and more. We need to seriously pray for college students today. The enemy is after them and uses this time for a lot of damage. However, our great God can use this time for a lot of good and strengthening individuals' faith. It is such an amazing mission field for those who love Jesus. The light shines bright in the dark places. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that you care about college students. Even when they are in a place of great trials and temptations, you are the light who will guide those who are seeking you. We pray over those who know you to not be drawn away from walking with you for temporary pleasures and popularity. We pray for strong identities in you. We ask that you would be the anchor for believing students to be respectful and loving to others, but remain firm on the truth of your gospel and your word. Help them to seek out and find college ministries and groups that encourage their faith and motivate them to walk the narrow path with you. Help them to be witnesses to their classmates, professors, and those younger than them. Protect them and guide them as they make decisions each day. Lord, we pray for those who do not know you in college. Would the light shine so brightly in the students and professors who do know you that they would desire that change within themselves? Help them to be approached and given the gift of the good news of Christ. We pray for boldness for evangelism, friendships, and sharing the truth in love. We ask for you to lead the students away from tempting situations and towards the things that are of you. Protect them from damaging choices. We pray over concerned parents and family members that they would have peace in you and not stop praying for their loved ones. We pray for the student who knows you as Savior, but has not truly grown in a relationship with you. God, they are teetering in these kinds of environments. Help them to make the decisions that you would want for them out of learning of your great love. If they should stumble and go their rebellious ways, convict their hearts gently and help them to turn back to you. Your grace is given, grace upon grace. Remind students who fall that you are there always to pick them back up, and your love for them has not changed, even in their sins. We pray that other believers who are stronger in their faith would come alongside these students and love them well. Help them to have positive friend groups that sharpen them and motivate them to seek you. We pray for parents and family members who are concerned about these students. Help them to have peace and trust in your working in their lives. Remind them that you see and love their child more. Give them hope that you hear their prayers. Lord, please bless the college students of today. In a culture of confusion, help them to find all their answers and identity in you. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.